The Rebels enter Medina again. I have already mentioned that the Rebels return to their homes while apparently displaying agreement. The Rebels of Kufa return to Kufa, the Rebels of Basra towards Basra, and the Rebels of Egypt towards Egypt. Upon witnessing the state of peace and security, and feeling relieved upon the withdrawal of the Rebels, the people of Medina return to their tasks. However, many days had not passed, at a time when the people of Medina were either engaged in their work or sitting in their homes and mosques, and had no idea whatsoever that the enemy would invade Medina, that the rebel army suddenly entered Medina and besieged the mosque as well as the home of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. It was announced in all the streets of Medina that whoever cherished his life should quietly sit at home and not confront the rebels, or else. Their arrival was so sudden that the people of Medina were unable to fight back. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu states, "I was sitting in the mosque when all of a sudden there was a clamor and cries of takbir began to resonate in the streets of Medina." Footnote: takbir means to proclaim the greatness of Allah and was the Muslim slogan for war. End footnote. All of us were shocked and we began to look for the cause of this noise. I stood up on my knees and began to look. In no time, these people suddenly raided the mosque and occupied it along with the surrounding streets. As a result of their sudden attack, the force of the companions and the people of Medina was scattered. They were unable to fight the rebels or engage in battle with them because the rebels had besieged the mosque and all the passages of the city. Now there were only two possibilities. Firstly, that aid arrived from the exterior. Secondly, that the people of Medina gathered somewhere and then fought them in an organized manner. As for the first case, the rebels were satisfied that Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu would not do such a thing, because he was very generous in his mercy and thinking well of others, and because he always gave the benefit of the doubt to them, despite their apparent mischief. As regards the second case, the rebels made an arrangement whereby they kept a stern watch over the streets of Medina and its entrances, in order that no group should be allowed to assemble anywhere. The rebels would scatter people wherever they happened to gather. However, they would not prohibit the odd conversation here and there, or the meeting of one or two people among themselves.